This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good morning. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com.
Well, we had what happened in San Bernardino yesterday. Now, first thing that struck me about this, and we're going to get into the nuts and bolts of the actual act itself, was the sideshows. Here is your president on CBS, while they still haven't yet gotten people out of the SUV.
No, that much yet. It's still an active situation. FBI is on the ground offering assistance to local officials as they need it. It does appear that there are going to be some casualties, and obviously
he doesn't even know what's happening.
Go out to the victims and the families. The one thing we do know is that we have a pattern now of mass shootings in this country that has no parallel anywhere else in the world. And there are some steps we could take, not to eliminate every one of these mass shootings, but to improve the odds that they don't happen as frequently.
To get more gun control.
Gun safety laws, stronger background checks.
Mm.
For those who are concerned about terrorism.
Here we go.
Some may be aware of the fact that we have a no-fly list where people can't get on planes, but those same people who we don't allow to fly could go into a store right now in the United States and buy a firearm, and there's nothing that we can do to stop them. That's a law that needs to be changed. And so,
after all, why do we need a Fifth Amendment?
My hope is that we're able to contain this particular shooting, and we don't yet know what the motives of the shooters are. But what we do know is that there are steps we can take to make Americans
mm-hmm.
safer,
mm-hmm.
And that we should come together in a bipartisan basis at every level of government to make these rare. As opposed to normal. We should never think that this is something that just happens in the ordinary course of events, because it doesn't happen with the same frequency in other countries.
Hmm. so we don't need due process anymore. Come together right now over me. That's bad enough. Then from the one, and I don't know if you guys caught this yesterday, but I know there's a few of you out there that just absolutely lay the wreath of conservatism at the feet of Fox News. Here we have Shep Smith yesterday on Fox News after Obama made these statements on CBS.
At every level of government, to address mass shootings, such as this one that injured as many as 20 people, quoting, "We don't yet know what the motives of the shooters are, but what we do know is that there are steps we can take to make America safer, and that we should come together in a bipartisan basis at every level of government to make these rare as opposed to normal." to make these rare as opposed to normal. Continuing to quote the president, we should never think that this is something that just happens in the ordinary course of events, because it does not happen with the same frequency in other countries. He mentioned something of this nature when he was in Paris just the other day for the International Climate Summit, when he said that these sorts of activities were unique to the United States. He got a lot of partisan pushback on that from his political opponents, but the fact of the matter is, among developed nations, that's the truth. These sorts of mass shootings, with the regularity where they occur in the United States, you don't find that in other countries. That's not to say anything except that fact. You can extrapolate
now
that
we start
whatever
the
you want.
Pedal.
That part right there, that this happens more in the United States than anywhere else on Earth, is just a true thing. That's all there is. The reasons for that, you know, someone smarter than I is going to have to come up with that.
Mm.
But I can report to you with certainty that it happens more here than anywhere else in the world.
Thank you, you fourth point of contact, you. This is what leads to the furtherance of the low-info voter. When they see somebody that others of us say are the conservative side, the one conservative side, the number one news outlet in the United States, gets out there and you have a New York, whatever Shep Smith is, getting out there and agreeing with the president without... And by agreeing with the president, when you do that, Shep, do you understand that you are basically giving him a little fuel so that he can subvert due process? Is that... Do you think that needs to go away too? There are a lot of factors in this. One of them is population. One of them is population. When you look at... numeric-wise, yes, we have a lot of things like that because we have a hodgepodge of gun laws. In a state like, I don't know, Texas, Indiana, states like that, you probably would not see this to this degree of this type because they have fewer gun-free zones. But when you're in a state like California, which boasts being the most restrictive gun rights state in the nation, number one ranked by Brady, and then one of these things happens and everybody's like, oh, well, it's about the guns. You guys are idiots. You're idiots. Now, first of all, the guy is a Muslim. I don't know how much that plays into it. He identifies as a Sunni Muslim. I'm beginning to think, seeing as how it was his wife that we know about... you want to talk about that there? Shipwreck. Shipwreck brings this up. This is from Tom Fuentes at CNN. Without anybody knowing about this either. Please.
Potential motive. What was going on?
Well, to me, it says that it's an anti-government operation, probably a militia-type group or a wannabe-type militia group, as opposed to an international terrorist organization, because most of the international terrorism attacks we've seen, it's a suicide mission. They don't come in protecting themselves with body armor. If anything, they wear vests to explode.
That's the science is in. Here's the thing. I don't know what the motive is on this particular shooting. I have a suspicion. I think probably this individual, he was not a desperado. He'd been on the dating services and all these other things, but by the same token, everybody that's out there saying, you know, he was so quiet and so easy to get along with. That is the Muslim of America doctrine. Be their friend until you have to cut their head off. And getting out there and saying, he was so nice, he was this, he was that, you know. It is beyond me. Now, this was not a militia operation because the body count was not high enough. If this had been, and when I say militia, I mean the unorganized militia, which means me. If it had been a militia mission, the body count would have been higher. We would have been fighting combatants, not non-combatants. Okay? We wouldn't roll in on some place where they're having a party and say, military target. So, they're coming. They're coming now. This is going to be the push for the due process and everything else. I'm still waiting to see about which weapons were used and all these other things just to get ready to parry those as they come as well. Just be advised. They want to use the terror watch list that nobody knows how you get on it. It has nearly a million people on it. They want to deny gun rights to them. That's what they're looking for now. That's the low-hanging fruit. We'll be right back. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load.
think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
In a time as life situation, do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Ammo is getting scarce in this country, so it just makes sense to reload your casings. Now with RussianReloads.com. That's right, reload previously unreloadable Berdan primer cartridges by switching them over to an easy-to-do conversion to accept Boxer primers. With RussianReloads.com. High quality and made in the USA. RussianReloads.com. Recycle that casing.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards. Pro Pure Water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection.
You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at ammunitiondepot.com. MSNBC, this is so incoherent that I don't even know who to give credit for it to. Simply because it's pretty stupid. Somebody at MSNBC decided that all of this happened because of the revolution.
Revolution. We're revolutionary people. We really don't believe in government.
I think what it goes to is that there are some people who believe that we're going to need another revolution someday. They cannot
go the other way.
They cannot accept the fact that 1,500 ATF agents are not going to come knocking on their door one day and give them Obamacare and take away their gun. I mean, that is the real concern. There's an almost complete overlap between people who really dislike and don't trust the government and people who want not just a gun, but lots and lots of guns. And the NRA stokes this paranoia as a way of selling more of them.
The stupidity is strong in that one. I don't know if that was Dan Gross or Mark. That might have been Mark Glaze, formerly of Every Town for Gun Safety, who thought that he made the fun statement one time that if somebody was coming at you with an axe handle, that they are unarmed, by the way. So when they're getting ready to crease your head, well, that's unarmed. Now, I'm waiting on the phone right now to see if that's for us. Yes, that's for us. let's see who this is. Ron in Missouri. I don't need to know what he wants. Just go ahead and put him on hold, and we'll go to him real quick. Perhaps. Right now, the gun grabbers are looking at this list. Well, let's go to the phones real quick. Ron in Missouri, yes, sir.
Howdy. Our Fox affiliate here was carrying the coverage from KTLA.
Right.
And I recorded on a hard drive when it started, and I'm glad I did, because they announced one time only that there was a police training exercise just conveniently down the road where all the police were.
Hmm.
And they said it one time and one time only. I have it here on a hard drive.
That's interesting. Could I possibly get you to share that with me?
Well,
is it in an audio format or something that you could email me?
Yes, it is.
My email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you would share that with me.
Okay, I've never done it before, so. I have to get someone to show me what to do by sending the audio, but I know how to do email. I just don't know how to do the audio part of it.
I would appreciate it if you would take the time to do that. When you were watching this, what were you thinking as far as... Now, here's one thing. If it was a police training event, I'm watching the non-SWAT cops as they're doing their sweep through town, okay, as they're going through San Bernardino through the suburbs, and my wife, who was a military dependent, mind you, never went to the field with me one time, was like, why are they all bunching up there in the entrance?
That was what I was...
Yeah, so what kind of training were they doing?
That's what I wanted to see. As soon as I heard that, I mean, I said, I am glad the hard drive is going.
Hey.
And I never heard it ever said again. I presume that somebody got a hold of them and said, don't say that again.
Yeah, that's never good PR, but, and apparently there were a lot of jurisdictions there as well that I saw one that was called Holton or something like that.
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and, but overall, I thought they did a fairly, you know, the cops themselves dealing with these people, they did a fairly good job. They got up and contained them. Now, once they got them contained, they were seemed a little apprehensive, but, then when they were dismounted and going around all over the place, I was just thinking, this looks like the cops in France.
I know. You know, I also wondered, how did they know the name so fast?
see, here's what I think is going to happen. That guy worked in that industry, and I think he worked there, husband.
Right.
And I think that's where they got the name from. And I think the reason that they were in and out of there so fast is because this guy, all of a sudden, something happened in his head as far as the way he perceived the way he was being treated at work, and he decided to go Sunni Muslim on him. And all of a sudden, the Quran meant something to him, and that meant he could go kill the infidel. And there's a lot of people out there trying to speculate, but they're wearing body armor. And show me the body armor. I don't, wearing something that is black that has pockets that are angled with Velcro, that's not body armor. That's just a shirt.
Thank you.
So, I mean, James Holmes had body armor on, except he didn't really have body armor on. He might have had on a vest or something, but not body armor. So I'm waiting for all the details to come out and play out and everything else, and just to see what's going on. I just, I looked at that, and the problem that I had with them taking all that time is when you have an active shooter in play, he's shooting somebody every 20 seconds. And they didn't know what these people were doing, that they were looking for at any given time. And then when they finally got them cornered, they had taken them out, I guess, and they were too afraid to go up there because they thought the thing might blow. Oh, well.
Yeah, just a lot of questions.
Good, it makes a lot of questions happen.
And the other thing that I always have is, how many, maybe we can do a show someday, how many gun laws do we already have on the books?
Just somewhere north of between 20 and 21,000 state, federal, and local.
That's what I was wondering. So we need more.
Well, no, we don't need more.
I'm being facetious, of course.
Yes, I know you are. The problem with the gun laws that we have is that the gun laws that we have, like here in South Carolina, where I now, are you in Missouri or Montana?
Missouri.
Okay, now Missouri, they passed a law where you guys passed a law where they can't. You basically have preemption over federal law now, don't you?
Oh, yeah, and matter of fact, we just had an interesting shooting here since you finished your point. Remind me to come back to the Castle Doctrine. Go ahead and finish your point.
I will. Here in South Carolina, you can declare your area a gun-free zone, and you have the force of law when you put the sign up. There are a couple of things you've got to do in conjunction with putting the sign up. But you can be surrounded by gun-carrying people, and then if they want to come into your one place, it's a gun-free zone, and if you get caught in there with your gun, you can get your permit yanked and get prosecuted and all this other stuff. So that kind of hodgepodge of law, allowing all of these different things to happen all over the place, this is the kind of thing that leads to this kind of thing, because I'm pretty sure that being a medical facility, which here in South Carolina, guns are not allowed in the medical facility either. I tell you what, before you get to tell me about this, we're coming up on the break. I'm going to put you on hold. I do want to hear about the Castle Doctrine there, because Missouri is a interesting place right now, a la Ferguson, since the feds are looking at that. You please hold on.
Yeah.
Yes, we just... all of this states' rights stuff, when it's bumping up against the constitutional right, that's part of the problem. We'll be right back to the phones, back to Ron in Missouri, on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready. 27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to ammunitiondepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presence inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to invasionstopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The following is an important holiday inventory announcement from IDStronghold.com.
As many of you have come to know, IDStronghold.com is the number one name in quality RFID blocking wallets that actually do as they say and prevent electronic pickpocketing of the new RFID chips found in credit cards, room keys, subway passes, and more. Last year, due to the extreme popularity of giving ID Stronghold wallets and clutches as unique gifts at Christmas time, we ran out of our most popular styles and colors early. The good news is, we now have our holiday inventory ready for same-day shipping. We have added many more designs of beautiful leather wallets and clutches, all with state-of-the-art built-in electronic pickpocket shielding from the most respected name in RFID protection. IDStronghold.com. Don't wait and limit your choices of these great gifts. We are expecting another sellout season. These wallets aren't available in stores, so visit IDStronghold.com today. That's IDStronghold.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. See if I can pull this up and play it. All right, I'm going to pull this up. Before we go back to Ron in Missouri, let's... Okay, it's been blocked. We'll get it a different way. We will come back to that in just a minute. In just a minute, we will come back to that. Okay. Back to Ron in Missouri. Ron, you wanted to talk about
the Castle Doctrine.
Castle Doctrine, yes, sir.
But before I do that, I got a question for you. In South Carolina,
yes, sir.
If the store says you can't bring your gun in, so you'll be a good little citizen. You leave your gun in the car, and you're in the store. You like it, and then you get shot. Can you sue them for not protecting you,
Ron? First of all, here's the thing about the South Carolina law. With South Carolina law, they have to have a certain sign, not just a sign that says no gun allowed. It has to be a certain size. It has to be in a certain place. It has to have the slash going from left to right a certain way. And then it has to be on every door in the store. So the first thing to do, if you can do it, like with some of these shopping malls, because I used to be in the route business for 20 years and deliver to these things, and I know where the access doors are, is check them, because if they don't have those signs on the doors, then that sign is rendered mute. Secondly, right. Because of that very fact that you mentioned, most of the time when that happens, I didn't see the sign. Ron, I'm sorry.
I know where you're going.
Okay.
Okay, so, the Castle Doctor. We had a, I think the guy was like 61, 64 over here in St. Louis. And he happened to hear some noise outside late one evening, and he proceeded out and see three little hoodlums. They call them teenagers, but I wouldn't really want to call them what they are, trying to break in the guy's car. Well, they did break into the car as he proceeded out the back door with the gun in his hand.
Right.
Well, he killed the 13-year-old, and of course, now everybody's going nuts. He got one shot, so I figured he had good training. And now everyone's going nuts, and the prosecuting attorney so far is refusing to prosecute, and she's stating the Castle Doctrine, and they're all just going nuts that he killed a teenager. Well, one, they were trespassing. What were they doing out, you know, fairly late at night? And why were they trying to break into someone's private property on their, you know, their car on their private property? So I have a lot of issues of these teenagers did everything wrong, so what's the problem with him defending his property?
Well, I don't know how the Castle Doctrine is in Missouri. In South Carolina, the Castle Doctrine states that anywhere I can be legally can apply as my castle. So that can mean behind my car putting groceries in there. That could mean in the grocery store. So anywhere where I can be legally, and as long as I'm not involved in some criminal enterprise, I can have the Castle Doctrine apply to that. So I don't know how the St. Louis Castle Doctrine is written. I would think... since Castle Doctrine / Stand Your Ground is sort of a mirror sort of thing where they're out there just trying to, they have to articulate because, gun grabbers and liberals will get out there and if it isn't handwritten already there, they'll get out there and say, well, it doesn't say this, so we can charge you. So they had to employ all of this language and everything, and most people don't look at that. They just, they hear Castle Doctrine and they think that only applies to your home.
And it doesn't here.
Well, it doesn't anywhere, really.
Right.
Just
and
another way to stay in your ground.
And there was three of them and one of him.
Yeah, that's also called disparity of force.
And so. I think the one was 13, the one was 14, like the one was 15 or 16.
That doesn't matter.
And well, I'm just saying, just...
Gang members kill themselves all the time. They're counted as children. So.
Oh, you know, but that was just kind of... Yeah, they were saying that these were young little kids. I went, they were little hoodlums.
Yeah. Indeed
the way,
they were.
Hey, by the way, the whole thing with Ferguson down here, thank God, I think we've actually gone, I think, 13 days without Ferguson being mentioned on the news down here, so we may go for a record. And Ferguson is kind of like a little two-block strip, if you get this, you know, kind of the visual of the whole mess up there.
Right.
And it's just like a little two- or three-block strip where everybody's going crazy. And... personally, I think they just should have opened fire and shot him, but that's just my...
Well, I mean, the entirety of Ferguson wasn't that way. I saw a story about a bunch of young black men who armed up and protected a white gas station owner because they knew the man.
Right.
They had known the man all of their lives, and, I mean, it wasn't... You had a lot of outside agitators. I noticed it got really calm when the Oath Keepers showed up.
Oh, yes, it did, and the St. Louis County chief was against them. Well, my theory is about shooting these looters. I mean, they showed them live on TV going in these stores. Now, personally, I just think they should have just been shot right there on the spot. I mean...
Well, the only thing that would have been better than shooting them would have been to interview them. So when they're popping out with the Samsung 4K TV, why are you selling that TV, son? To further racial parity.
And also, thank goodness, I don't know if you caught the story. I believe it was Wesley College out in Oklahoma.
Yes, sir.
The college president over there told this one student... Basically, if you don't like the way this college is ran, go find another college. And I said, well, at least, well, actually, I heard it on the Rush update, and he says, thank God one adult is in charge of some college in this country.
Oh, yeah. Well, they probably actually go to class at that college.
Well, there is that. Young man felt threatened because of the chapel service sermon was intimidating, and he had to think about things. And he goes, that was the whole point of the sermon.
He better never go to work in New York and just try to get on the subway then.
Yeah, really?
St. Louis, lots of places he can go. Tulsa probably has some people that will speak harshly.
Well, you don't
want to
ride on the Metrolink down here. There's so much crime down here, and they're never going to solve it for the simple reason. I didn't know until the other day, the Metro system doesn't have any security. They contract out with each department. So look at all the money involved, so they really don't want to solve the problem because they'd lose all this money.
Yeah.
Hey, anyway, I'll let you get to the next call, and you got a good show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your call.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see if this will play. This is a cop inside the San Bernardino complex yesterday, if this will play.
Are you ready? If you're not cool, I'm not walking a bit. Sir? Thank you. Try to relax, everyone. Try to relax. I'll take a bullet before you do. That's for damn sure. Just be cool, okay?
And there you have it. I just wanted to get that in. There's one cop who's doing what had to be done and getting people out where they had to be gotten out. By the way, any of you, everybody that has friended me on Facebook and everybody that has liked my show page, I appreciate each and every one of you. However, from this point forward, please, nobody send me any more blurbs from Fox News like it's something important, because Fox News is part of the problem, folks. They're not the answer. They're part of the problem. They're part of the problem. If you don't believe that, just listen to Shep out there saying, he gets out there and he's trying to straddle the fence. You can't straddle the fence, Shep. You're either constitutional or you're not. Being constitutional means you do some things you don't necessarily like sometimes. One of them is I have to allow you to exist because I'm constitutional. That's just the way it works. Shepard Smith has the right to be an idiot and a New York conservative and whatever else that means. Allow me to slide back just for a moment. We'll be right back on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at endofbubble.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to endofbubble.com. Again, that's endofbubble.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American-made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio on a Thursday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in. 877-317-6432. This portion of the show brought to you in part by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. You know, I was having a thought. Let's talk a little bit about the terrorist watch list, shall we? Terrorist watch list is, the reason they're segueing to that is they have succeeded in taking the gun rights of 187,000 veterans because they are on the VA prohibited persons list, mentally deficient list. 90-some-odd% of that list is military veterans. They have been asked about this. and the way that works is if you can't manage your money and you're a VA disabled on the VA disability program, they'll handle your money for you, and they put you on the NICS or NCI, whatever it is, on the background check list as a prohibited person, can't buy a gun no more. No reason for that exactly. I want to concur with David Kodry on this, who has said this, and I have to lay this at his feet. It's not my quote, it's his, but it's brilliant. If you can't walk around and own a gun, you shouldn't be allowed to walk around unescorted at all. As many guns as are out there, and as many people that have guns, and as many people that carry guns with no mishap whatsoever on a daily basis, the fact that there are people out there that they say are prohibited, if they are not being prohibited because of being a criminal desperado, they should not be prohibited at all. You know, that being said, you know, I know there's physical limitations that comes with all of us, but that's a different story altogether. Now, he wants Obama, and all the gun grabbers do, but Obama is really gripping onto this because this way they can say suspected terrorists. this whole thing is incredibly troubling. And it's a concept. It's not from a constitutional point of view, but also from a practical point of view. You don't have to do anything to get on the list. You can post something on Facebook and get on the list. There's 86 or 87 people in the TSA that are on the list. Some of them are baggage handlers. Why are they being allowed to put baggage on a plane if they're suspected to be a terrorist?
Well, it's not because they're suspected to be a terrorist. It's either because somebody made an accusation against them without it being ever investigated or anything. They just took it, you know, it's a gun violence restraining thing, sort of like a la AB 1014. Or, their name is a lot like somebody who's actually a terrorist. This is a blatant Fifth Amendment issue. This is as big and bad. What they're proposing to do is as big and bad as if, as the NSA bulk data harvesting. Because there's no due process in this. Getting out there and taking your rights from you without due process. And are they only going to take away that one right, that you can't buy a gun? Will you still be able to vote? Will you still be able to hold certain jobs? There's no stigma to it because it's a secret list. And Obama, when he was talking to what's her head, whoever he was talking to yesterday off that blurb I gave you, Obama wants to use that terror watch list. Government reports in the past have indicated that around 30% of the entries in that list may be inaccurate. So that's one third, nearly one third of them. That's not a that's a reason to not go by the list right there. There have been multiple cases in the past of innocent people finding themselves on the list, having their lives ruined, and thanks to the secrecy involved, it is nearly impossible to get your name removed. Then, that whole presumption of being innocent until proven guilty, well, you're now guilty and you have to go backwards and try to prove yourself innocent. Then maybe your rights may be restored. That's where the whole problem lies with this proposition. That's the problem with this. Moms Demand Action, of course, they put out a statement. I'm looking at a picture of, every time I look at a picture of Shannon Watts, I'm just thinking of Lynette Squeaky Fromm from the Manson family. You remember her? After she tried to shoot Ford. From Shannon Watts, I am in shock that we are watching yet another mass shooting unfold in America. As we pray for the victims who have been shot by a mass shooter, we must also act. As I've said before and will continue to say, thoughts and prayers, particularly from our lawmakers, are simply not enough, which, by the way, Barack Obama gave his yesterday, when it was still unfolding. To reduce the gun violence that kills 88 Americans and injures hundreds more each day, we must demand our lawmakers act and work to keep guns out of dangerous hands. The phrase, another mass shooting, doesn't have to be a part of the American vocabulary. Now, do you see the similarity to what she says and what Obama was saying, where he was saying this should never be considered normal? The playbook got written, the latest amendment to the playbook got written and put out there really, really quick. Here's the other part of it, though. Now they, once again, despite all of the fact that we keep pointing out that you conflate, and I saw somebody, where was this, what was this in? On CNN, a guy named Wheeler wrote an article, and he said that there's our in France, where apparently those 130 French people that got killed in a terrorist action because there's no guns allowed to be carried anywhere, that's okay because they have a lower death rate per gun. No, they have a lower murder rate by gun. But then he takes our murder rate. Their murder rate is like 3.6. Ours is like 4.3, 4.1, something like that. Very close, statistically speaking, right? Wheeler gets out there and goes ahead and loads everything in there, including the suicides, where it's now 10.69%. 10.69 per 100,000. So the conflation of data continues. Here we got 88 Americans being killed every year, or daily, by guns, and hundreds more each day. No separation of gang violence, no separation of suicide or anything else. We're putting you all in one big basket, and we're coming after the law-abiding because you're the only ones that would actually comply with what we've got going on. Another statement from Caitlin King, volunteer chapter leader of the California chapter of Moms Demand Action. Don't you think if you worked for a millionaire, even at least if you were in charge of it, you would get a paycheck? Anyway, she must be a true believer. Once again, and this is her statement. Once again, Our country is shaken by another mass shooting. Our thoughts and prayers are with the victims and their families and the entire community of San Bernardino. As a country, we don't have to live with mass shootings on a regular basis and daily gun violence that kills 88 Americans and injures hundreds more each day. Now is the time for Americans to stand up and tell our elected officials that we have had enough. This incident is one of at least 141 mass shootings that have occurred in the United States since 2009. And it is the 21st mass shooting of 2015. This is coming from Everytown. According to, they're coming out there and calling everything a mass shooting. Somebody put out there that this was the 351st mass shooting of this year, and there's only been 344 days in a year. So we're having more than one a day. Now, let's get back to one thing, okay? For the hypocritical masses out there that might look at this and say, this shouldn't be normal. It is being allowed to be normal in democratic bastions like Chicago, where that kind of a body count would have been looked at as really good over one, any weekend. Name any weekend. I think the average shootings in Chicago over the weekend is 50. 50. 50. It has gotten so bad that, and the cops are so scared that if they see a black kid nowadays, I don't know enough about this case, but I mean, they're going to charge one guy with murder. They finally fired McCarthy, who was a drunk that liked to shoot out the lights when he had with his service pistol, and finally figured out to fire him. And Emmanuel is in deep trouble there. And, that's bad when the liberals turn on you, liberal leaders. That's really bad. But don't come to me with the hypocritical bent about, well, we got to do something about it. Do something about Chicago first. You got all of your elements in place. We're going to go to hour number two. On a Thursday, this is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to sdi.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.